Mosquitoes are breeding in higher numbers in Sydney's southwest, leading health authorities to issue a warning to the public. Due to higher mozzie numbers along the Georges River, people could be at risk of contracting Ross River fever. And along the river, there's an increase in mosquitoes capable of carrying that virus, which is currently untreatable. So this is a warning from the Health Department in New South Wales. Dr. Cameron Webb, mosquito researcher from the New South Wales Health Pathology, is on the line. Good to have you back, Doctor. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Ben.
Why are there so many at the moment along the Georges River?
Look, this hot weather we've had combined with some big tides we had a couple of weeks ago has flooded a lot of the salt marsh and mangrove wetlands along the Georges River. That's perfect habitat for some of the mosquitoes that spread Ross River virus, and certainly the mosquitoes that are severe nuisance biting pests. So, unfortunately, we've seen numbers boost just before Australia Day and the weekend. So, we're warning people to take those measures to avoid mosquito bites if they're out and about.
Have you been there on the Georges River having a look for yourself?
Yeah, sure have. We've been doing some research along the Georges River for many years now. And at the moment, we're seeing mosquitoes at numbers that are pretty much as high as they've been for the last few years. It just goes to show when the right environmental conditions occur, mosquito populations respond really quickly. And unfortunately, that can bring with it a risk to the health of local residents.
What are the chances of getting Ross River?
They're relatively low, so I wouldn't be cancelling your trip down to the river at all. But don't be complacent. Take some mosquito repellent with you, particularly repellent that contains DEET or picaridin. That'll provide the longest lasting protection. If you're planning to spend a lot of time along the river, say fishing, particularly at dusk when mosquitoes are most active, try wearing long sleeve shirts and long pants that have that physical cover up. So you stop mosquito bites that way. But also, if you're living around the local area, make sure you look around the backyard, remove any water-holding containers, because you can't stop the mosquitoes flying into your backyard from the local wetlands, but you can stop your backyard from becoming a home for the mosquitoes when they're breeding in those bits and pieces of water around the backyard.
Good advice, particularly for those along the Georges River. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, Ben.
Dr. Cameron Webb, mosquito researcher from the New South Wales Health Pathology, joining us on the line.